This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A second official from ousted Myanmar de facto's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, has died in custody as protests in defiance of the country's new military government continue. The Voice of Myanmar and other news outlets report Zaw Myat Lin died Tuesday after being arrested when trying to escape from a police raid in Yangon. Jury selection started Tuesday in the murder trial of former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin, who was accused of killing a black man, George Floyd, in an encounter that triggered months of protests throughout the world against police abuse of minorities. The 44-year-old Chauvin, who is white, faces second-degree murder and manslaughter charges in the death last May of the 46-year-old Floyd. He died in police custody after Chauvin pinned a knee on his neck for more than 9 minutes as Floyd pleaded that he could not breathe. Queen Elizabeth says the British royals were saddened by the challenges faced by her grandson, Prince Harry, and his wife, Meghan, and promised to privately address revelations about racist remark concerning the couple's son, Archie. In an interview with Oprah Winfrey, Meghan accused Britain's royal family of raising concerns about how dark their son's skin might be and ignored her pleas for help when she considered suicide. In the two-hour interview, Harry also said his father, Prince Charles, had let him down and that he had felt trapped in the royal life. A new study says the Pfizer COVID vaccine neutralizes the rapidly spreading variant of the coronavirus recently discovered in Brazil. The results of the study were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. For more on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com.